Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
And this is the Main Street Mouse Weekly Podcast, show number 158 for August 26, 2024.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Soar into tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell no tale.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say, I...
Everybody, here we go.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday.
Well, you can tell Michelle's a fountain of information this week.
Well, yeah. Michelle didn't sleep very good last night.
So. No, Michelle's had a rough couple weeks since we got back from California, actually.
Yeah, I'm really tired of it, too. I'm getting tired of myself, actually, because like it's always something. I haven't felt good. I think I've left the house like once, maybe twice in a week.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is kind of depressing, really.
Kind of is.
I mean, it's plus it's hot outside and it's so humid here still. I don't know. I'm seeing all these back to school pictures and stuff online of people up north. And yeah, it's still warm right now. But I'm a little jealous because pretty soon they're not going to have any humidity and it's going to be nice out. And we still have time to wait for that.
Yeah, but then they're going to have that thing called snow.
I like snow.
No, you don't, because it makes you hurt and more pain.
Well, no, I like snow for the holidays. I really hate it in, like, March.
I was going to say, January, February, March, you're not a big fan of it.
No. It's always weird. Like, you always want what you don't have. At least that's how I am. So now whenever I see snow on TV or whatever, I'm like, aw, snow.
Yeah, I'll remind you of that when you're freezing at Christmas time in Southgate, Michigan.
Well, yeah. We'll see.
So we are back. This is Monday. We're back for our show this week. We didn't really do a lot in the last week.
We did nothing.
We did nothing. Because, again, Michelle hasn't felt good, so we've kind of stayed close to the house. We did have the one media event, though, that you were a guest judge for the, was it the first ever, but inaugural Bartender Bash at the
Bartender's
Edison?
Bash at the Edison.
Yes. So if you want to talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So I talked about it on this show, and I believe I've talked about it on my show as well, that I was asked like probably over a month ago if I would be a judge for this contest, which I found really funny.
Right.
Because I'm like, how am I going to judge alcohol? But we got to the Edison. I haven't been to the Edison in a really long time.
No, I think the last time we were there for Easter, remember? We went a few years ago.
Oh, my God, has it been that long?
It's been that long, I believe. I don't think we've gone there since.
That was, like, before COVID.
Yeah.
Like, so, sidebar, though. Remember when we were talking while we were there? And before the world fell apart in 2020, the Edison was supposed to be the hot spot in the evening.
Yes.
Like, they're supposed to have, like, late night music, DJ, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happened. And they do, it's a cool place, and they do have the most room for some sort of an after hours thing.
Oh, for sure. And that used to be the Adventurers Club.
Yeah. So I don't understand. Like, I really feel like Disney Springs needs some entertainment in the evening other than just, you know, walking around or eating or just a little bit of bands outside. I mean, like, someplace that people can go to if they're not ready to go back to their room or go home yet.
Yeah, I think they're missing that with Pleasure. Now, I never got to go to Pleasure Island.
Which is a shame.
Me and you came down in 08. It was already, I think it was stopped. The clubs were still there, but they weren't open anymore.
No, they didn't do their whole thing. And you could still shop the shops where it was. It's so weird now because it's hard to picture how that used to be as opposed to what it is now.
Right. So I wish that they, I mean, there's plenty of Disney property. They could make another area and turn it into a Pleasure Island of sorts.
It needs it. It needs something. But, you know, even if they were to, you know, hype up the Edison again, that it's supposed to be like a whole thing.
Right.
But anyway, back to the Edison. Yeah, I it's such a cool place. It's very steampunk. It's very, lots of room. So we got there and the event was happening downstairs.
Right.
Because there's two levels to the Edison, and downstairs is where they have like their stage and their bar. Well, they have a bar upstairs too, I think. But we got there early. I met the people at the Edison that were going to be in charge of the contest, and there was like nobody there until there was. I mean, it got like, crowded fast.
Everybody came in at like one time. We were sitting there waiting. There was nobody else really around there, but employees getting ready. And then all of a sudden, the place was just packed.
It was packed. And they had like, so it was me and four other judges, I think. Mm-hmm. So they had a judge's table in the corner. And I didn't, it, so like you ever like you're going to do something for the first time and you have like an idea in your head how it's going to go.
Right.
This did not go how I thought it was going
to
go.
I would love to know how you thought this was going to go. A drinking contest or a bartender's bash. So you're trying drinks. How did you think it was going to go?
Okay. So this is how I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be like America's Got Talent or something. Like they were going to put, they were going to put us judges together, not just at this little table.
Okay.
And the bartenders were one by one going to show us their how they came up with the drink,
right.
Their technique, the presentation, all of that. But instead, now mind you, as we just said that this place was wall to wall packed. It was so packed. So they had us judges walking around from bartender to bartender, which was super crowded.
Was there eight of them? Was that what there was?
I think there was eight.
Seven or eight. I think it was eight. I think that's what Chuck had told me. That
yeah.
Had eight. Because if you purchased a ticket to go to the event, you got a sample of each of the drinks that were made by the bartenders.
Yes, and they were more like little like shot glass, oh, Dixie cups. Yeah. But for the us judges, we got the full drink.
Oh, yeah. Well, because you were judging on presentation is one thing, so they had to make it look like it was supposed to in the fancier glass and such.
Yeah, I mean, it looked cute in the little glasses too, but they did the whole thing for us. And like walking from station to station, trying to get through, you know, through people and to actually get up to where the bartender's presentation was. And I don't know if people didn't realize that some of us were there judging. We weren't just like being right. Nosy or whatever. So you're kind of like, excuse me.
Right.
We got to walk around and see the different stands for the different bartenders and what their drinks were going to be.
Right.
And I was intrigued because I'm such a boring drinker. I mean, like,
I'll just have wine, rum and coke.
Yeah, like I really want to be a little more fancy, or if I just want to get the job done, I'll order a Long Island iced tea.
Right.
But. You know, you're not messing around there. We're going right for it.
Two of those and you're done for the night.
I know. Bye. but you know what I mean? It was kind of cool to go try something different.
Right. Because there was nothing, none of those drinks that you had was something you would probably order.
No. And these were original creations by said bartenders that right. were at the station.
Mm-hmm.
So,
You okay?
Yeah.
Sorry. So I didn't get to. I honestly don't sample any of the alcohol because, as most of you know, I don't drink at all. So I was there to sample the food because they did. So there was like a. I don't want to say a buffet, but it was like just a few like little finger food type things
like
they had.
Snacky buffet.
Yeah. So they had waitress staff walking around with one of them was a grilled cheese and tomato soup shooter. Which was little.
Which was good, by the way.
I don't like tomato soup, so I didn't even try it. And then they had macaroni and cheese balls.
Which tasted like mozzarella balls with mac and cheese in it.
And then they were in ranch on the bottom of the
plate. They were so good.
They were so good. And then there was another area where you could go. They had some kind of, I want to say it was a chicken taco, but it might have been a pork belly taco. I'm not
Somebody said
sure.
It was, because they put it on the judges' table, like little things, and somebody said it was pork, so I didn't eat it.
Okay, so it was pork. So it did, and it was good. I tried one of those. I ate a lot of the buffalo chicken dip that they had.
See, and I didn't get that because I was judging.
You couldn't have.
It was too hot for me?
It was too hot for you. If you think mine is hot, that would have set your mouth on fire.
Okay, no.
You would have been like angry inside out.
Oh, speaking of on fire.
Okay.
So you look at me. He always looks at me scared. Like, where is she going?
I know, because I was going food wise, and then all of a sudden, sidebar.
No, keep going.
No, go ahead.
No, we'll bookmark my fire.
No, I was just gonna say. So they had the buffalo chicken dip with. You could either have fresh tortilla chips they made, or they had pork rinds, which actually kind of tasted good with the buffalo chicken dip. And then they also had spinach artichoke dip. They had hummus. They had vegetables. So they had a nice little thing there so you could eat. And then they had dessert brownies and like a little type of a pie type. I don't know if it was pecan or what it was, but a little tiny dessert. So it was nice. I know that people who bought the ticket, they, like I said, they got a sample of each of the 8 drinks. They got the food to eat and then just being there for the atmosphere. But the place was packed. I mean, I was talking to Chuck about it because Chuck came to hang out and he bought a ticket for it because it did support Give Kids a World. And he said it sold out.
Yeah. And you know what? It didn't look like it was going to when we first got there, but it was loaded. So I'm pretty sure they'll do that again.
Oh, I think so. But I kind of like your idea. What you were saying, though, the America's Got Talent, so they could put the bartenders up there on the stage, but then do a whole Tom Cruise and cocktail and like throw the bottles in the air and mix it that way and do the fancy stuff. I think that'd add.
Well, it would have been better than us just walking and trying to push our way through the crowd because like the girl that was our hostess for the evening, you know, she's the one who took us around, right. But there was no clear path. Like when they were doing the presentations, like everybody was just kind of standing around and there was really no room for us right. to stand and watch. But
and some of the lines for the drinks were long for the people waiting to get their sample.
Well, yeah. And one guy said something. Now, mind you, I was tipsy like halfway through, but said something.
I know I got a picture.
Hey, I was judging.
And I'm being judgy, so it's all good.
So a guy said something like, oh, well, all these guys get the bigger drinks, and da-da-da. And I looked at him, and I'm like, we're judging it. Uh-huh. And I showed him the piece of paper. Oh, okay, then. Really? Sit down.
Sit down, Junior.
All right, anyway, so what I was going to say about heat. Uh-huh. So all the drinks were pretty fruity, let's say.
Okay.
But the first drink they had us try.
Oh, yeah.
It was some sort of a hot margarita.
Yeah, it looked like it had I'm not sure what the name of the spice is, but I've seen it.
That red pepper, yeah, like cayenne.
I can't remember what the name of it is, but I've seen it in a lot of restaurants and such. And they use it on a lot of times in breads and stuff like that.
Well, he had like some sort of chili stuff on the side of the glass. And then he showed us a kind of tequila, and then he made it. It sounds really strange because I was so confused, and like it was loud in there, I couldn't hear. Uh-huh. But he made almost like a salsa that went in the margarita.
Oh,
yeah. And
so what was in the salsa? Was it tomato?
Yeah,
and
it was like kind of tomatoey and hot.
I don't know if I would like that in it. I mean, I'm not a big salsa fan to begin with, but to have it in a drink, the texture of that with a drink.
It was strange. So when it came time to, you know, here I am trying to be very diplomatic because,
right.
like, I don't do spice very well.
No.
But I'm watching him and I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to judge it. I have to try it, right? So I took a sip. Oh, my God. I thought my esophagus was going to, like, run out.
So that's the one you wrote, Inferno, do not, this one cannot win.
And
it's too hot.
I felt bad because I coughed a little bit.
Oh.
And my eyes got kind of red. And so the guy gave me a glass of water.
Oh.
But after a couple of sips, uh-huh. you could taste the actual margarita.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't terrible.
I was going to say, was the margarita good?
Yeah, it wasn't terrible, but I could have done without mixing that salsa in there and that hot pepper stuff, whatever was on there. It was very, very hot. And there was only one of the judges that liked really spicy food, so she thought it was great.
Oh.
The rest of us were kind of like, ugh. The guy next to me was like, my lips are on fire. Because it was really, really hot.
Well, it's a good thing you had that one first to knock it out and be done with it.
Yeah, because I was like, let's get this one out the way. And the rest of them were good. Fruity drinks.
So tell us about who the winner was.
Okay, the winner was actually a lady that works at the Edison.
Right.
And she made a drink called the Dirty Banana. Now, if you listening at home recall, we made a big fuss about Dirty Bananas because when we were on the Princess Cruise in February, that was like the drink of the ship.
Right.
It was like a chocolate banana smoothie with rum and such.
Right.
So when I saw the sign she was making a dirty banana, I'm like, I'm intrigued.
You got excited.
I was like, ooh, yay. But it wasn't. So you got to remember, these are recipes that these bartenders came up with themselves.
Right.
So she went through, it was loud in there. She went through the whole thing. It was almost like a thick banana martini.
Because I remember we were talking to the manager before, and he was telling us about her drink, and that she takes the banana peels and pours lots of sugar on them, and that brings out these oils out of the banana
peels.
And
then they use the oil in the drink.
Yeah, and they put the oil back into the drink. So that's I didn't even know banana peels did that, to be honest. I didn't know you could pour sugar and pull the oil out of it. But she was directly across from where I was sitting, so I was able to watch her, and she had this little bottle, and she was putting the little oil drops in there.
Yep.
To add flavor to the drink. So was it really a banana? Did it have a strong banana flavor to it? Or
okay, so It tasted like banana, but not overly sweet banana.
Okay.
No chocolate?
No. No chocolate.
Not frozen in like a
smoothie? No. Okay. I mean, if it were a little frostier and a or as if, you know, like you can freeze your glasses
before, yeah,
like a frosty glass, I think it would have been even better. Okay. But that was my favorite, and that is the one that won.
Right.
But I felt bad because they all were pretty darn good.
Yeah, even the spicy one?
If you would have got that hot pepper crap off the rim,
okay,
and maybe a little less on that salsa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like a margarita, though. So it's like, I don't know. It was very hard, and you could see. So, you know, that my, you know, I'm such an empath when it comes to feeling bad about everything. And to see these people explain it to you, like, this is where I came up with this idea. This is where I got this. And how much thought and preparation they all put into that.
Right.
Made me feel bad. Because,
well, yeah, because if you went on the Edison's Facebook page, that bartender, I'm quitting bartending because he saw the look you gave him after drinking.
Oh, shut up. We are thinking, oh, my
God,
what?
And he said, I can never bartend again after the lady's face, the one judge's face when she,
yeah,
took a drink of my spicy margarita, he said, I can't serve drinks ever again.
He gave me water. I felt really bad.
I know. That's why he said, he goes, the one who I had to give water to, I just can't work there anymore.
No, you scared me. Don't do that. I'm tired. I didn't sleep last night. And here I am thinking some man is upset because of me.
He's looking for you.
But they had all kinds of, all the other ones were more on the fruity side. They were all really good. So what we were doing was taking a couple of sips in and putting our drinks back at the judge's table.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, again, full-size drinks, premium alcohol.
Because Bacardi was one of the sponsors of this event. So.
Yeah, but people were using like the really good tequilas and vodkas, mm-hmm, and all that. And I'm just like, oh my God. So I did try them all. I did not finish any but the banana. But a few sips out of each. And there was another one that was really good too, but I don't recall.
There was one with a pineapple, and I remember seeing that.
Yeah, that
we
was
saw
good.
The guy with the, he had a, like a little blowtorch, and he was actually
yes,
charring the pineapple pieces that went,
yeah,
in.
Okay, that was very good too. But anyway, so all in all, it was a fun experience. And the fun part about them using premium alcohols is I was not hungover the next day.
No, you
with
weren't.
All the judging I had to do. I would totally judge that again.
I bet you would. I think it would be cool though to do the stage thing like you said, but they got to put the big X's up there, so like when it's going bad, you just hit the X. You're done. Move,
yeah,
along. You're
just
out.
I think that was the only thing I would critique, is it was too crowded to have the judges trying to push through the crowd to get to the bar.
Actually, what they could have done, because the second floor was open to patrons. They had it open,
yeah,
normally serving their normal restaurant foods and such, but they could put you guys upstairs to where you're overlooking where the stage is. And have you drinking there, so everybody's looking up at the judges as they.
It might be too high. People get a sore neck.
You could put, they put cameras up there because they're showing videos on the wall. Anyway.
Okay, now you're getting too elaborate. I just would have liked to have a separate.
I'm going
to
call somebody.
You call somebody.
But
yeah, it was fun.
I do events, so I'm helping put the event together next week.
Okay, sure.
That's better.
Sure, yeah.
You judge it, and I play it together.
I'm so judgy. It was perfect.
You are. You're judgy.
Except I felt bad because they were all really good.
See what happens when you judge? You feel bad.
It was why I was there.
So anyway, so that's what we did on Thursday. And then honestly, because you hadn't felt good and such, we really didn't do anything all weekend. Our Lost Princess pre-order that was from June, I believe, started finally arriving,
mm-hmm,
on Friday. So I was working on the orders Friday, Saturday, still waiting on a few boxes to arrive to finish the orders.
It is tough being a small business owner right now, let me tell you.
And when FedEx, when you're at FedEx's mercy, they really don't care.
They don't care about you.
No, I know these two, or the first order, I think it was six of the boxes sat in a warehouse for over 2 weeks, just sitting
That's
there.
Stupid.
And it's like, come on, deliver them. Shipping's been paid. Get them to me. But we have to wait. And it, unfortunately, it puts us at, the customer's not too happy with us. So we do apologize. It was out of our control, but we are trying to get the orders done as fast as we can. So right now we're waiting to see the remaining shipments. But I can say the Halloween order started to arrive to us today. The pre-order for that. So we're actually a little bit ahead of time. We expected it to later this week, but it's already arriving here. So still need a couple more boxes on that order. But once it's all here, I will get those orders out hopefully by the end of this week. And hopefully you have them by early September.
If any LPA shoppers are listening.
Yes, if any LPA. I'm
if
sure
not,
there's somebody.
Just ignore that part.
There's some people who listen to it. I'm sure there's somebody on here who purchases LPA. So again, so that was all we did last week. So let's go into some of our news stories we have. So Disney news, we'll start off with that. And I'll just start off. News that dropped today was Disneyland's Halloween half marathon merchandise dropped today.
Yeah, it's actually really cute.
Is it? I didn't really glance at it that much.
Yeah, I put that out earlier. It's I love Halloween merchandise though. I usually don't give a rip about Run Disney, but now it's kind of like I would have done like a 5K and gotten some of that merchandise.
just to have that merchandise.
Yeah. Like, so I'm weird about stuff, as you know. Like, I don't want to buy something, like even at the outlet, let's say, that's Run Disney or for an event that I did not even go to.
Right. Unless Rapunzel's on it.
Then that's different. But even then, I feel like a poser because, like, I didn't get to do that. I didn't do that. But here I am walking around like, ooh, I just ran, like, how many miles? That's a lie.
You poser. You didn't run nothing.
No. So, yeah, I feel like I'd have to put in some effort in order to fully get said merchandise and actually wear it proudly, not just because I want it.
Understandable.
I know I'm weird, but whatever.
Nah, you're not weird.
A little bit.
So you can see all that on our website. It did come out today on themainstreetmouse.com. Also, it was announced, I don't know if this was today or if it, I think it was today, it was the Disney Destiny's Maiden Voyage announcement came out.
That was this morning.
So the Maiden Voyage will take place November 20th of 2025. And you can booking for this cruise will begin on September 12th of this year. 2024.
Yeah, you have to plan like a year in advance for that.
So. Which gives you plenty of time to pay it off.
And you're going to need it.
And you're going to need it. So if anybody is interested in that, MEI Mouse Fan Travel will be able to help you with those accommodations. Just reach out to somebody now with them so let them know that what you're interested in and what your type of room you're looking for. That way, when it does drop, they can go ahead and put that in the system for you and hopefully get that taken care of for you.
We have banners on our site that you can just click to make it easy.
Correct. And we'll talk more about them at the end of the show, as we always do. Another thing that happened this week, and if you're not familiar with it, Hot Ones, it's a, how can I explain? It's a podcast, video podcast, where what it is the host has usually celebrity guests on, and there's a hot sauces going from low heat, like 1, up to 10, which is like an inferno. And they actually did an episode with Donald Duck as the guest host on there. So you see Donald eating these different hot sauces and such, and they actually ate them on cauliflower wings because it wouldn't be right for him to eat them on chicken wings.
Oh my God, for real?
Yeah, they did do that. So, but they did the different sauces. They filmed this whole thing together. They put Donald on there. So it's kind of a cute little thing to see. So if you have time, go check that out. But you can find the links and such to that on our site.
I had never heard of that until I did the article for that. I got a press release.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, I mean, again, tired, maybe I'm hallucinating, but I thought they did an episode of that with Beetlejuice, too, came out with Michael Keaton.
It's very possible. I remember when we did the one chip challenge at our house with Corey. Corey's watched many of those episodes because it's been something that's been on for a few years now, quite a number of years.
I didn't even know that.
And they talk about the different celebrities, and sometimes the celebrity goes up there and you think that they're going to like be done after the first sauce because you just, and some of these people go all the way to the 10th sauce and it's not even bothering because
my episode would be over in about 3 minutes.
They could just give you a little bit of Tabasco.
Like I couldn't I couldn't even drink that margarita last week.
I'd be willing to try it if they gave me a chance to be on that show because I think it would just be fun to be a part of it.
And also like some Pepto-Bismol or some Tums.
Yeah, you got to put Gaviscon in your stomach to kind of coat your stomach so that way you don't have any issues later. But again, on the site, we'll have the link to that in the show notes that you can read more about it. Another thing that came out today, Michelle had put out the blog either Friday or over the weekend about the new Scarlet Witch merchandise was going to be hitting Disney. Was it Shop Disney or in the parks?
Both.
Both? Okay.
Post that it was at Disney Springs today.
Oh, very cool. So if you're a Scarlet Witch fan, they dropped a Loungefly backpack, the ears, a spirit jersey. I'm not sure if there's anything else, but it's kind of cool. I know Scarlet Witch, if you remember that from the WandaVision show, that was on, that she became Scarlet Witch throughout that show. And then with Agatha getting ready to debut pretty soon. So I don't know if she's going to be back as Scarlet Witch in that show or not.
Interesting.
I don't know yet.
I loved WandaVision.
But it's kind of cool that they did drop this merchandise. It's perfect for the Halloween time.
It is. And you know, a few years back, they came out with those Scarlet Witch ears that sold fast. So
yes.
Basically, it's a re-release of the ears.
Okay.
But with other accessories and stuff that goes with it.
Ah, okay. I see. Yeah. Anything you were interested in? The ears, maybe?
I don't know. Because I don't buy ears anymore because I have totes full of them and I don't wear them because they give me a headache.
Right, because they don't fit you.
Well, I have, I don't know if I have a big head or just too much hair, but
it's
uncomfortable. And I get sore like around my ears.
Yeah, that's not comfortable. Why would you want to wear that around a park all day?
I don't know. That's why I only usually wear ears for a special occasion now. So, right. I mean, I like the ears. Will I wear them? Probably not. I don't need another Spirit jersey. But, speaking of Spirit jerseys, y'all, there was some new Spirit jerseys that had come out in the past week. Now, mind you, I've been in the house. I haven't seen it personally. But I saw online they have Spirit jerseys with V-necks now. And it's got like a little bit thinner of material.
We need that in Florida.
I would buy that. I prefer a V-neck than anything around my neck like that. So that something like that might get me to buy another Spirit jersey, but as of right now, I'm Spirit jerseyed out.
If it was the right character or design, you'd do
right now they're just colors. They have like an off-white and like a purpley color, I think. But
I know I've sold a handful of mine recently on eBay.
Yeah, I just too much. I don't need all those Spirit jerseys.
And I never wear mine. I have like
you never wear yours.
I have probably 12 of them. Well, now I'm probably down to 6. But the only ones I ever wear are my Marvel ones.
Right, and these are ones we've collected over how many years?
Mm-hmm. I have Haunted Mansion. Well, I sold one of my Haunted Mansion ones that glowed in the dark, but I had another one, I think, still that was the gray one.
I have them from years and years ago, and they're just in like a garment bag in my closet.
Well, I think we bought them with that whole, we don't want to miss out. If they sell out, then we're going to want it.
I get so caught up.
Yeah.
So.
And then we bought them, and then they just sat there. And anybody who knows me, I'm usually in short sleeve shirt and shorts all year long, unless we go to Michigan. And at that point, I'm wearing Lions jerseys and hockey jerseys if I'm in Michigan with hoodies. So I rarely wear anything warmer down here because it's not needed. So the next thing that came out in the news was the information came out about the Island Tower coming to the Polynesian.
Oh,
resort,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And showed some of the artist renderings and such, like the Moana splash pad, which looks kind of cool. They got her boat in there.
Yeah, I saw that.
For the kids. They also showed one of the dining options. I'm going to probably pronounce this way wrong. Wailulu Bar and Grill.
Wailulu?
Wailulu. Hey, Wailulu.
Oh my God.
Hey, pick any basket.
What is
it? So, Way means water and Lulu means calm. So, it's water calm or calm water.
Okay, sure.
It stands for. I'm trying to see if it says it's just going to be a casual walk up type place. It looks like indoor and outdoor seating. And you will have views of Cinderella's castle outside of it. So, that's kind of cool. I'm trying to look through here really quick. I don't really see anything else that's. Big time. They show some of the scenery on the inside, what the like the terrace garden views and such will look like. And then, of course, you can book your stay there already. So they give you all the information on that. But it's projected open December 17th of this year.
Oh, it's fast because it didn't look like it was that close to being done.
No, it didn't. But yeah, it says it's currently under construction, it's projected open December 17th. So I guess you can make a reservation for it for that date. So go figure. I would like to stay there. We've never stayed at the Poly. It's one of the ones you've always said you wanted.
Bucket list. I really want to stay at the Poly. But this new tower, do you have to be DVC to stay there, or is it just going to cost you a lot?
Probably just cost you a lot. Because I think even if they are DVC, I think you can still book it. You just have to pay a higher rate. But I could be wrong. I know nothing about DVC.
I don't know much about DVC either.
I know how to spell it. DVC. That's all I know. The next thing up on our list that came out was Disney Imagination. Our Imagineering put out a virtual stroll through the Disney Imagination Garden that's going to be coming to the Disney Adventure cruise ship. This cruise ship, to me, so it almost looks like what Becky has told us about some of the royal ships now, where they have an interior area where the rooms look over, the balconies look over the interior area of the ship.
Yes.
And it looks like that's what this ship is going to have also, is like an atrium.
But isn't that the one that's going to be in Singapore?
Is that the one? I pulled up the wrong. Let me pull up the right.
I know it's overseas because I thought, oh, that's really cool, but I'll never get to see it.
You don't want to go to Singapore?
No.
Oh, then I guess you're not going to go there. But yeah, I'm trying to look it up now. The picture, I know it's just a artist rendering, but it looks amazing in the center of the ship.
See, but here's the thing. All right. Once again, overseas get better stuff than we do.
Of course they do.
It's like, I don't know if it's just to entice people to take more expensive vacations and go way the heck over there or what, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel a little jealous sometimes because all the good stuff is so far away and like stuff I'll never get to see.
Yeah, you never know. They might move it around to different ports eventually, and it could come here and maybe send one of the bar ships over there, but they're going to be disappointed if they go.
If they see ours.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that the other ships aren't great, but if they send the Adventure here and then we send them over, say, the Magic, They're going to be.
I don't think that would happen.
Send them the Wonder. It's over. It's over in California or Alaska area.
Yeah.
Send that over that way.
I'm saying Singapore. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's supposed to be overseas somewhere.
Yeah, I'm trying to read it quickly, and I don't see it in here anywhere where it says that one's going to be. It just talks about all the stuff and the Avengers ensemble, and that the castle in the center is based off all these different princesses, even Rapunzel's castle.
See, Rapunzel again, that I'm not going to get to see.
But it looks great. I do hope that someday maybe they send her. Maybe they'll send us on a media cruise to check it out. You never know.
I doubt it.
Remember years ago, we were told you should get your passports by Disney?
Yeah, before COVID.
Well, COVID's over. Now there's a ship coming over.
We got our passports.
I know. We got them. So now and they're good for 10 years, so they could send us over there to take a ride on one of these ships.
Yeah, we'll see about that one.
Well, we'll see. You never know. Anything could happen.
I guess so.
And other news, I don't know if this is sad news for people or what exactly, but The Acolyte was not renewed for a second season on Disney Plus. I watched the first 3 episodes of it, and I just wasn't grabbing my interest.
Yeah. See, and from what I read over on the internets, that people either they liked it or they didn't.
Right.
So there's some people that thought it was great, but I think more people thought they didn't care for it. So, So somebody tried to start another Save the Acolyte petition. I'm so tired of petitions. Disney's going to do what they're going to do.
They're going to do what they do. From what I watched about it, it had nothing to do with the controversies that everybody came out about the show. The storyline wasn't drawing me in that I cared. It seemed okay at first for the first episode, and then I watched the second episode and third, and I'm like, it's really just not. But I've had that problem with most of the spinoff Star Wars series on Disney Plus that I lose interest.
See, I'm like that too. Like, the baby is the only thing that keeps me interested.
I love Mandalorian. You've never watched season 3 of that yet.
I haven't.
And then I loved Obi-Wan Kenobi. I thought that was a great series. But other than that, Andor I tried to watch, and it was 30 episodes. I couldn't commit to 30 episodes of a show.
That's too.
I think it was 30. It was a lot of episodes.
Yeah, and I can't commit to that.
Then you had like Bad Batch, and then I never watched the Clone Wars or any of those, the cartoons back in the day. So I know a lot of this stuff goes back to like that stuff.
And I don't like stuff that you have to research or know things. Like, I want to go watch something that I don't need to know like 80 years of history to understand it. Like, I want to be able to go and be like, okay, I can put these pieces together myself.
I know like Andor, everybody gives a lot of credit to. They say it's a great series. I really would like to try to watch it again because it is the lead up to Rogue One. And I know you don't like Rogue One because everybody dies.
Disappointed.
But they had to.
I don't like it.
But then they would have to remake A New Hope.
I don't care. You know what? So like, I sat there for like over 2 hours bored. And it had the crappiest ending ever. And I'm like, oh my God, like nobody's going to live. No, boom, everybody gone. And you can't, like, for me.
Carrie Fisher, she was at the end of the movie.
Okay, but she was a hologram. And so, like, I'm the type of person, like, all right, if I'm going to get invested in a movie, you know, you kind of decide what characters you like and which ones you don't.
Right.
Kind of get invested a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then, like, usually, like, if one or two main character dies, you're like, oh, no. They all freaking blew up.
Well, yeah, because their mission, and if you watch the scroll to the first Star Wars movie from 1977, which became titled A New Hope, they talk about what happened at the end of Rogue One.
Okay, but I'm talking about my little brain.
I know.
Didn't like it.
I know you don't like all that
Disappointed.
Stuff. The second season of Andor, though, is going to take place over a 4-year span, and it's going to lead right up to Rogue One. So you're going to learn a lot of the stuff that happened, and then obviously you know what happens.
Too much work and research for me. So. I'll just wait and watch the baby.
Well, I may try to watch Andor again before season 2 comes out, because I've heard that's the one I keep hearing the most about, that people do enjoy it. So I may have to give it another try. I have to find the time. It's hard to dedicate time to watch a series.
It is,
like,
and I
that.
Think that's why I watch a lot of like trash TV or just have stuff playing in the background, because a lot of times I don't have time or the mental capacity to sit and devote, you know, to a whole series or whatever.
Because I know Mandalorian season 3, I watched it while you were watching your trash TV, as you put it. I would sit there and watch it on my phone while you were watching your shows. And I did the same thing with Loki season 2 when that came out. I watched it that way as well. But maybe I'll get you to watch Mandalorian season 3 before season 4 does eventually come out.
Yeah, maybe.
And then you should see Book of Boba, because it kind of all plays into that as well.
I've seen Book of Boba.
All of it?
I think so.
Because the baby is, I believe he is in an episode.
Yeah, because you made me watch that.
You should. It's a good episode. Okay. They're all good series. All
right.
All the Marvel, those type of Star Wars are good.
If you say so.
I do say so. So that's it for the Disney news for this past week or so. Other attractions, pop culture, and more we have. So today it came out that the Death Eaters will be returning to Diagon Alley at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter at Universal Orlando.
Uh-huh.
Which, if you recall, last year we did get to see them.
We did.
And it was kind of cool the way they wander around there and then they do a little show on the stage there in Diagon Alley.
They do a choreographed dance.
They do. It's like Napoleon Dynamite. His music starts, they all wear Vote for Pedro shirts, and they just do the dance with the mask.
Like they're like 5, 6, 7, 8.
They got one of those videos from the 90s where it was the guy teaching people how to do the choreographed dance moves from the boy bands, and that's what they used to train the staff.
It kind of takes some of the scary out, though, when they're like dancing like NSYNC.
Well, but they said bye-bye-bye when it was over.
Yeah.
But we saw that. And then they had them last year, and they also had Megan last year with the dance thing for Megan, which we never seem to catch. We always
catch the end of it.
Yes.
Or I saw everybody's videos online, but they're not doing the Megan thing this year.
No, and I'm kind of sad about that because I didn't get a chance to see it.
However, one of the other Horror Nights somewhere is got a Megan house, I believe.
Oh.
So, I think... I don't know. I think we kind of got shortchanged this year as far as houses go for Universal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of original like things instead of like, we have Ghostbusters and we have A Quiet Place and Insidious.
Right.
But I remember years ago when you go to the front of the park and they have all the banners up.
Yes.
When it was all like
popular
Walking Dead.
There was always a Freddy, Jason, or Michael Myers house.
Yes. The Trick or Treat house.
Wasn't there an Alien vs. Predator house at one time, I believe?
Too? I don't remember. But it was all stuff that you were like, ooh, like.
I wish. Two things. A, I wish they would have done a Halloween, the Simpsons one, Halloween Horrors episode that they always do on The Simpsons. They could have done a house for that. And I think it would have been really cool to step into like The Simpsons world in one of the houses. I think they could have done that and made it really good because The Simpsons land. I think that would have been fun. But now they would have to get Disney's approval to be able to put that house in there.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
The second thing, though, I was thinking about, so the year of COVID and HHN, they didn't do the whole HHN, but they did do like two weekends. And one of the houses that year was a Beetlejuice house.
Yeah.
Because the year before they had teased out that they were going to do Beetlejuice the next year and then COVID hit and they weren't able to do it. I'm really hoping that maybe we get a surprise at the end, that Beetlejuice house, because the movie coming out and everything, I just think it would be fantastic if they announced
I think it's a missed opportunity that they didn't do that this year, but they might do it next year.
I would hope so. With everything, that
unless the movie totally bombs, but everybody seems to be really excited about it. So
I was reading an article the other day too about Michael Keaton, because he said when he got the script for this, he told them, "I don't want to be in the movie a ton." He goes, "Beetlejuice was only on screen for like 19 minutes in the first movie," and he said that's what made Beetlejuice such an iconic figure, because he wasn't there that much. And he said, "I don't want to be on screen the whole movie for Beetlejuice 2. He goes, "I want to do it similar to how we did the first movie, where you just see me throughout here and there, but not the whole movie's based just on Beetlejuice and what he's doing." So that's how they tried to film this one. So I hope it gets that same kind of fanfare that the first one did because of that.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's always risky when you have a classic movie that people love and have loved for years, and then when you try to do a part two, I mean, it can go one way or the other. I mean, you know.
And you're doing it 30 plus years later.
Well, okay, for a perfect example, Hocus Pocus 2, it sucked. And I really love.
Well, how do you really feel about that one?
I almost made you spit out water.
You did.
It just was so hokey. That's the word my parents use. It was hokey. It was just.
It was missing the things that the fans of Hocus Pocus. The Hocus Pocus fans wanted to see more of the original cast in the film, even if they were just all little cameos.
I mean, so I'm very cynical, and I love my Hocus Pocus. I know it from front to back, as everybody knows. And, like, the scene at the Walgreens was stupid. I mean, it's like, that's what I mean by hokey. Like,
they sold out to who was a sponsor. You could tell Walgreens must have been a sponsor.
Like, was Taco Bell in there? I don't know. But
Mary loves a chalupa.
Yeah, try a chalupa. And I'm not trying to say this to offend anybody who liked part two, because I know there's some people out there that like everything. And I just, as a lifelong fan.
Right.
All right. For me, I was disappointed. No. And I really wanted to love it. And then when it was over and the boys just looked at me and they didn't say anything, because they liked the original too.
Right.
We always kind of looked at each other like, well, what do you think? Nobody wanted to totally like dog on it, but it was terrible.
Yeah, it's so hard, like you said, when you take an iconic film like that and it's been around for 30 years.
Yeah.
Again, and then all of a sudden you're going to make a part two, but part two really can't be made based on the original story because most of the people who were in the original story are either
They should have let me write it. I would have done a better job.
You should write it, and you know what? Get that done for Hocus Pocus 3.
Hocus Pocus 3.
And I know for a fact, Larry and Tobias both told me they'd be willing to be in the movie, and I think you should make them the garbage men. Of Salem.
I could give them a role. I just think that anybody, I just didn't care for it. So my whole point of the sidebar was that I hope Beetlejuice 2 is, you know, does it justice
right.
Because there's a lot of times I've seen like part two and part three of movies and they suck so bad. I pretend like they don't exist. And I just think about the original movie because the rest of it's trash.
Yeah, that's very hard. Usually,
you know what I mean? Like, okay, ignore all that extra crap. Let's just stick with the original.
Yeah, it's very interesting to see what they do. So that comes out, I believe, September 6th. Is that what it is?
September 6th.
And the official title is Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
So saying his name twice is part
instead
two.
Of three.
So they can't do a part three because if you do that, then he's going to appear at everybody's house.
Is that how that works?
If you say Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Hey, there he is. He's here. Hey, nice to visit.
Need some excitement around here.
Again, I don't know how we got to Beetlejuice, but we were talking about the Death Eaters returning the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Another thing that came out in the last week was details came out about Epic Universe's hotel.
Which looks fantastic, by the way. The Helios Hotel.
Yes, it does. It looks fantastic. So we have gone, if you haven't gone, there is a model rendering at the Epcot Preview Center at CityWorks.
Epcot Preview Center?
Sorry, Epic Universe.
Wow.
Wow, my mind.
Whoa, and I'm the one who didn't sleep.
I needed some more sleep, I guess. So you can go to the Epic Universe Preview Center at City Walk, and you can see the full model scale of what Epic Universe is going to look like. And the hotel is dead center in that whole thing in the back of it. It looks phenomenal. I mean, it looks huge. There's going to be plenty of room to stay there. And imagine
right
staying in the hotel
park.
And walk right into the park. I think it's going to be fun.
You know, it reminds me of is like the Grand Californian.
Yes. Yep. Exactly like that. Oh, I think even better. I think
so too.
So we're hoping we get to see the hotel eventually as a media preview type thing. I would like to stay there, though, if we ever do like a weekend.
I would love to stay there just to, it's because it's new. And like we had talked about before, you know, as a local, you kind of get like saturated with what we already have. So
right.
when we get something new, it's exciting because we're like, oh, something else to do.
And I don't know if we ever talked about it on this show, but a few weeks ago, before we went to California, there's a land, how to Train Your Dragon is one of the lands, and they were actually testing flying dragons that will be in the air above that land, which from the videos I've seen, look,
dragon drone.
It looks crazy. I mean, this thing looks, its wings are flapping and it's flying in the sky and it just looks awesome.
I think it's going to be pretty awesome.
It is. I remember when Fantasyland opened, Disneyland had a dragon fly in for Fantasyland. God, that was a long time ago now. So I'm glad to see somebody's finally using that technology again, that they could do something like that. And it's probably even easier to do now than it was back when Disney did it.
Technology is so much better now. I'm really curious to see all the little extras that they do, you know, so little effects like that make a huge difference to people because they get excited.
Oh, yeah. And I'm excited about it, so I want to see it all.
See, it's working already.
It is. It's working. Another blog that came out last week was some of the souvenirs that are available for DreamWorks Land, which we did go to DreamWorks Land. It's really more of a kid's land, I think, more than it's really. So if you have little ones who love DreamWorks, and I like DreamWorks. I always have. Shrek's always been one of my favorites. You can go there. You can meet some of these characters, but it's really a land more for the kids and the splash pads. And there's a show back there in the Panda show.
Like Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda, or Big Fat Kung Fu Panda, our friend. But yeah, you can go back there and see that. We did ride the troll coaster. I don't know what it's called, but we did ride
Troller Coaster.
Troller Coaster. We did ride that. So it's sponsored by Twitter because it's a bunch of trolls on the coaster.
Really?
What? That was funny.
Oh my God. All right. We'll just pretend you didn't say that.
Okay. I can edit it out. No, I'm going to leave it in there. And then the last thing I had for news was Busch Gardens announced their 2025 fun card for their parks for this year. And if you purchase it now, you get the rest of 2024 included in the fun card. So you have your pass for 2025 and you get the last 4 months of 2024 as well. So all this can be found on the site. I will have links to all these news articles in the show notes. I wanted to mention that we have some media events coming up this week. On Thursday, August 29th, is the media event for the kickoff of Epcot's International Food and Wine Festival this year.
It is.
Which I love the festival, but we usually don't go much after the opening day because it gets so busy.
I know. It's weird because, like, I know when we first moved here, we were trying to catch all the concerts and all that. But it feels like as the years go on, it's getting harder and harder to even move or, you know, stand in those lines. I mean, going during the week wouldn't be bad. But if you want to go to, like, the concerts or whatever, it just gets so crowded.
It really does. I know I was talking to Greg about this. I think it was on last week's live podcast show. He mentioned how that day last year we were at the Joey Fatone and Friends concert, mm-hmm. Seeing that. And I know that's one of the ones we always try to make sure we do because it's always a fun time. You never know who Joey's going to bring out.
He's in October this year. He's usually in August.
Yeah, so he's pushed back towards the
middle
end
of
it.
Yeah.
Is there anybody you're looking forward to coming? I know, like, so in August, there's only two concerts in August. So it's the Finesse Party Band, which I don't know if that's a local band. I've never heard of them. And then the Fray.
Okay, I know who that is.
Of August. In September, we have Sugar Ray. Oh, the Finesse Party Band. I think that's how you pronounce it, but they're performing again in September, so it must be a local type. Hoobastank's there. Yellow Card is there. Tiffany. Mercy Me. Foreigner's Journey. I don't know if that's a cover band of that.
Sounds like a cover band.
Sheila E., which I know you love.
not.
The Wanted.
I know them.
Let's see. There's other ones. Let's see. That was just for September. I'm trying to. My computer's not cooperating with me here. In October, we have Joey Fatone and Friends, October 6th and 7th. So that will be a fun one. And Friends. Switchfoot is there. David Archuleta. Billy Ocean, Hanson. Hanson's actually really good.
Okay, I would go see Hanson.
I would see Hanson again. They were good when we saw them. We saw them, I think.
Tiffany I would go to again because it made me feel like I was like 13 again.
There you go. November, Boys to Men, November 3rd and 4th. Trying to see who else in here. Smash Mouth is going to be there November 15th and 16th. And then they close it out with 98 Degrees this year.
Nick Lachey.
Stay out of this, Nick Lachey. we're gonna probably try to go to a few more concerts, I think, this year than we typically do. But
you know who's not here this fall? That should be is Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. They always do fall, and we always go see them because they're fantastic. But I did see them at other festivals. I want to say
they have a tour maybe, or are they doing a different?
I don't know, but that was a disappointment because if you haven't seen them in concert, they are so good.
I'm sure they'll be at SeaWorld then, because it seems like if they don't appear at Epcot's Food and Wine. SeaWorld has a concert series also around the same time, but theirs are usually only one night.
Yes.
So, but usually, yes, if you ever had a chance to see Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, if you just love music, you will love that show because it's just so much fun.
And it kind of makes you forget, like, it's because it's kind of that old swing music and it kind of like is kind of an escape for a half hour.
Yes, definitely.
So much fun.
Remember, we left last year. Me and you were at the Swan and Dolphin Food and Wine event.
We left.
And we left
that.
Go watch Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. And then we walked back to the Swan and Dolphin for the event to finish it up just because we wanted to see them.
Yeah, we just took a break.
Yeah, so that was fun. So again, that's Thursday. So stay tuned to our socials that day and you'll see all the coverage. I'm sure we're going to try a handful of food. Because I love the
merchandise. I will be, you know, I overwork my stories, so watch that.
Yep, so we will be there bright and early Thursday morning, so stay tuned for that. Then Friday, our first ever invite for HHN, Halloween Horror Nights, I will be at Universal Orlando, which I am so excited to cover this for the first time. I don't want to do a bad job. That's the only thing I'm so nervous about, not getting the footage I want. They do, in past years, the media has been allowed to film inside the houses.
Right.
So I'm like, how do I make sure my camera has enough light to be able to film inside the houses? I'm probably going to put my GoPro on, my chest mount, so you can record exactly what I'm seeing as I walk through the houses.
Yeah, because see, this is so much better that you're covering it and not me. Because I would do a horrible job because I'd be screaming and running the whole time.
Michelle, cover the chainsaws. No, I'm not covering the chainsaws.
Sorry. Not doing it.
So, but my buddy RJ, actually him and his family are coming downtown, and he actually bought a ticket to go that night, so we're going to hang out together at HHN. So
I'll be watching from home.
You'll be watching from home.
I'll be jealous. Like I.
You will be. You'll be mad that you missed out, but then you'll also be happy that you didn't have to go through every one of the houses that
I do want to go. But I don't want to feel pressured to go through the houses, and because it's just not my thing and I'm scared.
Right.
So it's better that you cover that event.
Especially because you can't go through with a group of friends. I mean, I guess you could have all your friends there and go through the group together, but you won't be able to film it correctly if you have all your friends.
Yeah, I would suck at covering that event. And I mean, the scare zones and all the other stuff I could cover, but don't make me go in a house that I don't want to go in.
Yeah.
I mean, like, some of the houses I'm sure would terrify me. So like I could do Ghostbusters just fine, but like Insidious might scare me, or right. some of the other ones or the scare zones. Like you have like that torture scare zone
right.
this year.
And that was Vamp last year, which was a really good scare zone.
Yeah, you loved that one.
I did. I thought that one was so good. Like the actors were so good in that one, the scare actors, and they just did such a good job. So I
just like the music they played, like the old hippie music.
They played the Monkees.
They did play a song in the Monkees, yeah. Yes.
So I think we heard that about six times walking around that zone.
You were walking around taking pictures and video, and I was sitting on the side on the bench because they can't get you if they're standing on the side.
I know. They need to break that rule.
No, they don't. Chainsaws, no, they don't.
Chainsaws on the streets and on the
nope.
sidewalk.
Nope. I'm good, thanks.
Okay, so last week I gave Michelle a challenge. She was talking about our 20th anniversary, which is coming up in a few years, and where we would go and what we'd want to do. And I said to her, I'm going to give you a week to decide what it is you want to do. So here we are. I'm putting her on the spot because she may have forgotten this, and she's got her head down and her hand over her face right now. Do you have any ideas of what you'd want to do? So the challenge is not done?
No.
Is it because you drank that hot margarita that is messed up and you can't
remember? Yeah, I'm all messed up now.
Okay, then come up with something quick. You got 12 seconds. Go.
I want to go to Italy.
Italy?
Yeah, you know, it's a country over in Europe.
We can go to Epcot anytime, go to the Italy Pavilion. They have great pizza. They have fountains. They have limoncello.
Okay, but you know what?
They have Ferrari shirts.
All right. Okay, fair point. But
they have lemon kitchen decor, like because you've bought some of it. What else do they have?
Pizza ears. At least they did have pizza ears.
I'm sure they still do.
So Italy is my favorite country in World Showcase, obviously. Right. I just, like I told you, Italy was someplace that I would like to go to before I die, just because my grandparents didn't get to go.
Right. And I think Italy would be one we could do with a trip over to Paris really quick to see Disneyland.
Yeah. So maybe a European vacation of sorts. But, I mean, it depends. And I know last week we were talking about other destinations that we'd want to go to that aren't Disney, except... like I said, lack of sleep. I can't remember anything right now. It's terrible.
No, I get that. It's so weird. So in my previous business life, when I worked at a computer company and did software support, I supported a lot of the countries over in Europe and such. And a lot of my coworkers over there who lived in the UK, Germany, France, etc., they used to tell me how on the weekends they would go, the ladies in the UK would tell me, oh, they're driving to Germany for the weekend to go do grocery shopping and go to the mall and stuff. And I'm like... it's that close. So it's like how we look at states. Like, yeah. Has to drive to Georgia. They drive.
And you can take a train. I know that you can take trains back and forth. Yes. I mean, I just would like to be able to say that I went.
I know Lou and Becky did a thing, Adventures by Disney in Italy last year or the year before.
Yeah, and he said the food was top notch.
He said the food was the best. He said the best pizza he's ever had. And he's from New York area. So Lou's had quite a bit of good pizza. And his family owned an Italian restaurant one time. So they know how to make Italian food. And he said it was probably some of the best pizza he had ever had in his life was when he was in Italy. So I'm definitely intrigued by that. So you might be able to get me to go just based on having pizza.
Right. I know for me, it's sentimental. For you, it's food.
For me, it's all about food. My family's from Italy too. I don't care about that part. I just want to eat some pizza.
I think because, like, I don't know if I ever told you guys this. So my great grandma had an arranged marriage in Sicily. Now, she had to choose. Sidebar: my great grandparents like basically said there's three guys over there, pick one. Mm-hmm. And she was like 15.
It's like it was like that. What's the show on TV? Deal or No? No, not Deal or No Deal.
What
was the one where the guy like show me a cable bill and I'll give you $200? What was that show called?
No idea.
Let's make a deal.
Okay.
And they'd be like, pick window number one, pick window number two, pick window number three, and that's how your great grandmother had to pick her husband.
I guess. I mean, I just so being that, you know, my grand passed last year and my Nana, who had the arranged marriage, you know, she's been gone since 95.
Yeah, I never knew your Nana.
Yeah. Just because I know about the family history and all that stuff, I would really just love to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, as you get older, like your parts of your history become even further in history, if that makes sense.
Right.
And it's like, I know a lot of traditions and a lot of things get lost in the fray with, you know, everyday life here, but it would be kind of cool because I know she wanted to go there and she didn't get to. So, look at last Christmas, I cried at the Italy Pavilion.
You did.
It just means stuff to me. So that's why I would love to go with you because you mean something to me. And just to be able to do that and kind of get in touch with my roots and have you there eating pizza, it'd be great.
Well, then maybe we need to work on figuring it all out. I guess we're going to have to learn to speak a little Italian.
I know how to swear.
That'll help us out. Gee, we'll rent a Vespa.
Yeah.
You're Princess Vespa. We'll rent a Vespa.
Yeah.
We'll ride around the city and we'll eat pizza.
Sorry, my grandma taught me the swear words. She couldn't remember the other ones. So, yeah.
That's so funny.
I can tell people to go F themselves while you're eating pizza.
This is a Disney podcast, woman. You can't say
no,
it.
No, I mean it because that's all I know in Italy is swear words.
She meant go have fun yourself.
Yes, right. I didn't swear.
No, you said
we're all adults here. It's a joke.
Any kids listening?
No, but the kids are listening.
Hey, if Lucretia or Corey's listening in the car and...
They know us, though, so no harm done.
That's true. If Claire isn't
there,
she's like, yeah, I know all those words, Charlie. No,
Italy, or I'd like to go to Disneyland Paris. Still.
Well, that's why I'm thinking we could maybe do a combo trip, like spend like 4 or 5 days in Italy, a couple days in Disneyland Paris. Because I've heard Disneyland Paris, you only need a few days.
Well, we have a couple years to decide.
Well, we got to pay for it, so.
A couple years.
So if you'd like to donate towards our 20th anniversary GoFundMe, the email. No, I'm just joking. But in something else we were talking about this past week, Michelle and I, and trying to figure out ways to get more engaged with our audience. Because over the last few years, because of COVID, because of social media and such, sadly, we've actually lost some of our engagement with being so connected with our following because social media only shows our posts to so many people.
Oh, exactly. Like back in the day, we used to have, you know, a weekly discussion and it was fun and, you know, interactive and all that. And then like bit by bit, you know, Facebook stopped showing our posts to people. And it's just like, so then we started doing the podcast thinking that maybe this would be.
Yeah, it gets more people to listen to it regularly. But with our Facebook page of over 420,000 followers, our private group of over 20,000?
No,
16,000. You would think with those numbers, we would have tons of people who watch everything, and it's usually the percentage is really low. So it's Facebook that just locks it out. So we're trying to figure out a way to try to engage more, maybe setting up a special group for people and maybe doing a Facebook Live maybe once a month in that group or maybe once every 2 weeks or something like that. So is that something you guys would like? Would you guys like it? I mean, we'd still continue doing the podcast. That would always still exist. But this would be in addition. If you guys would be interested in something like that, of us just being able to turn the cameras on and go live like we used to every Monday night at 7. And I'm not saying it would be Mondays at 7. It would be a date and a time we would set aside and let you guys know in advance. It might not be the same date and time every week or same day and time every week. It could be
Even if we did a live Facebook like once a month, like or at the end of the month to kind of recap what's been going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird because things have changed so much and I see a lot of content creators trying to go back to the way things used to be and they don't necessarily work.
Right.
But I would like to get something to work for us somehow, some way.
Yeah, we want to get back to our roots and what we were. And maybe that means bringing back a meetups. Maybe that means getting our LOLs going, which we did talk to the people at the Edison about possibly doing a live on location at the Edison. As of right now, it would have to be me and you hosting it because we don't really have a co-host that would jump in.
No.
So I would have to run the tech and such from the table, which I've done before, so I could do that again. And we could bring on special guests if we did get that rolling again. But I know a lot of people used to turn out for the live on.
And I know a lot of people miss the meetups, but I also know that not everybody has park passes. So even if we did a little holiday meetup at Disney Springs.
Yeah,
or
and like that's where I think it's better to do the Springs now, because when we used to plan our meetups, we would set up, okay, these are the, because you used to be able to book fast passes in advance. We could book three of them. We'd be like, okay, we're going to do the Haunted Mansion during this time. We're going to do the People Mover during this time. We would always Pirates during this time, and everybody could get theirs worked on. Now it doesn't work
that
way.
Not like that, unless you want to go have everybody stand and standby for the mansion for an hour.
Yeah, that's, I don't know if that's worth.
But yeah, the meetups is something that I've actually, it's funny you mention it, because I was thinking about that too, maybe doing a holiday one at the Springs. So stay tuned for that, because I'm going to work on it.
And hopefully if they continue a drone show that's for the holidays, it'd be something we could do is to watch the holidays. Maybe we could talk to Matt Simon, see if he could give us a space for our people to all watch it together.
There's a whole lot of ifs there. We don't know what they're doing for the holidays yet.
We're going to find out. And we, if they do anything, then if they do it, we will do something else. So maybe. Right.
So yeah, I'll think about that and see what I can do.
And the Edison might be come through with a live on location. We got to talk to them and try to figure out a date and time and such that would work for them as well.
Yeah,
as us.
So much on the to-do list. As well. Yeah, we're working on it, you guys.
So we have lots of stuff coming. I'm trying to think what else. I think that was all the news questions and such we had. Did you have anything news question wise or anything like that for?
No.
Okay. Well, then I guess I could tell my sponsor.
What day is it? What time is it? I'm so out of it.
It's Monday at 6:18 p.m.
Oh my goodness.
Which means this has to go out in 42 minutes, which means I got
you better throw that together.
No, I'm gonna have to put it together. So I just want to mention our sponsors, our official travel partner, the Main Street Mouse, MEI Mouse Fan Travel. They can handle all your travel needs, whether you want to go to Disneyland, Italy, like we just talked about, or take a Royal Caribbean cruise. They can help you. Best part of it, their services are 100% free to you. So if you go to themainstreetmouse.com, you will see their banners on our page. You click any of those, it'll take you to a information page where you can fill out some basic information of what you're looking for, contact information, and somebody from Becky's team will reach out to you, and they will help you out, and they will give you a quote. And there's no obligation. You can just get a quote from them and then decide from there if you want to go. And if you're interested in traveling on the Disney Destiny, or is it the Destiny that's open? Yes, the Disney Destiny, when that opens for booking in September, reach out to them and they will be able to help you with that as well. So you're on that list. Also, I want to mention our official stroller scooter partner, Kingdom Strollers. They have been around for the Main Street Mouse almost since the day we started. They can, you can rent a scooter, you can rent a stroller right online. They will deliver it to wherever you're staying, whether you're staying at a Disney resort, Universal resort, or if you rented a house locally to stay at, they will deliver it to there. And then once your vacation is over, they will come pick up the equipment and take it back for you. They are available for, if you have any issues, you can call them and they will help you out any way they can. So you can reach them at kingdomstrollers.com. Just let them know you heard about them from us. We appreciate it. That's all I have. So I'm gonna let Michelle close out our show.
No pressure or anything. Here I am zoning out. Sorry. Okay. Don't forget to check out lostprincessapparel.com. We have Halloween. We have Christmas. We have stuff with pockets and more stuff coming. We really appreciate your support. Don't forget to check out the live podcast show that comes out on Wednesdays and my show, the Daydream Believing Podcast, that comes out every Thursday at 7 o'clock. Yeah, thank you for all the support. Stay tuned for more updates and info as far as meetups and what we're going to do as far as a live show. And until next time, I hope you have a wonderful, magical, fantastic, amazing, and any other word you can think of week ahead, and we will see you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me, and I hope you've enjoyed your journey.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings, watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
Some imagination, huh?